My name is Tom Ball, and I'm here with my colleagues Amy Robinson and Ben Thorpe this afternoon. But I wanted to kick off this hour with a recording which truly changed the face of bluegrass music in 1975 when it came out, and this band rose to the occasion and gave new life to the idiom. This is J.D. Crow and the New South.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Terrors took all my pain, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Thank you.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. My love has been untrue. She's found somebody new. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? I feel like praying, saying I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. Until we meet our darling
on that bright and peaceful shore.
I hear a sweet voice calling way up in heaven on high. God has made room for your daughter. Oh, mommy and Eddie, don't cry.
And support for the broadcast today comes from the Wheatland Music Organization, a regional resource center for the preservation and presentation of traditional arts and music. For information about events throughout the year, 989-967-8879 or wheatlandmusic.org. Support also today comes from Gallup Guitars of Big Rapids. For over 50 years, builders and restorers of fretted instruments specializing in the vintage market. Gallup Guitars offers consultation at 800-278-0089 or online at gallupguitars.com. I hope you banjo players were paying attention, because y'all got a real lesson in Scruggs-style banjo work there from the great J.D. Crow, who led the band The New South, a group which, again, changed the face of bluegrass music in 1975. burned very hot for probably about a year and a half, and then slowly went their separate ways. This featured the classic lineup, JD on banjo, Tony Rice on guitar and vocals, Ricky Skaggs, fiddle, mandolin, and vocal work, Bobby Sloan on the bass, and Jerry Douglas on the dobro here. J.D. Crowe in the New South covering the great Earl Scruggs' Nashville Blues. We opened up this set with a song that the Dillards made very famous and is part of the pantheon, the songbook of bluegrass music, The Old Home Place. And in between all that, we followed up The Old Home Place with a couple of tracks from the Country Gazette. And one in particular was, I believe, their second record for United Artists called Don't Give Up Your Day Job, which is probably advice for everyone, I think. And we heard a track that was written by the fiddle player Byron Berline, a wonderful instrumental called the Huckleberry Hornpipe, and then went to a live recording that the Gazette did at McCabe's Guitar Shop back in the later 70s, simply titled the Country Gazette Live. And we heard them covering a great song by its composer and hit maker Don Gibson in 1958. And of course, the Wilburn Brothers covered it in 61 called Blue, Blue Day. And then Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands gave us one of the great old death and dying of mother songs called I Hear a Sweet Voice Calling from the great pen of Bill Monroe and from the Hazel and Alice sessions from Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is a program you're listening to this afternoon. This is David Wilcox.
Switch is on, night is warm, cops are gone, rocket bike is all her own, it's called a hurricane. She told me once it's quite a ride, it's shaped so there's this place inside where if you're moving, you can hide safe within the rain. She wants to run away, nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. And she rides the eye of the hurricane. Tell the truth, explain to me how you got this need for speed. She laughed and said it might just be the next best thing to love. Hope is gone, and she confessed that when you lay your dream to rest, you can get what's second best, but it's hard to get enough. She wants to run away, nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. We saw her ride so fast last night, racing by in a flash of light, riding quick, the street was dark, the shiny truck she thought was parked had blocked her path, stopped her heart, not the hurricane. She saw her chance to slip the trap, there's just the room to pass and back, but then it moved, closed the gap, she never felt the pain. She wants to run away, but there's nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain.
If I was a sun way up there, I'd go with my love everywhere. And I'd be the moon when the sun went down, just to let her know I'm still around. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 I'd be the weeping willow drowning in my tears, and you can go swimming when you're here. I'd be the rainbow when the tears have gone, wrap you in my colors and keep you on. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 Like an ocean so deep and wide, I catch your tears whenever you cry. And I'll be the breeze when the storm is gone, and dry your eyes and love you all some more. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 How strong my love is. That's 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 how strong my love is.
And support for WCWU this afternoon comes from Elderly Instruments in Lansing, a family-owned music store with mail-order service featuring new and used guitars, ukuleles, banjos, mandolins, fiddles, basses, and other instruments and accessories. Also available are instructional books, video strings, plus folk CDs and DVDs. Information at elderly.com.
When the sun goes down out on my side of town, darkness comes creeping round, It's when I hear that midnight train calling out your name, yeah. When I was 17, as far as I could see, all that mattered was running free. But then I heard that midnight train calling out your name, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Some things never change. When I was 21, I could barely shave, and I had a kid in a crib and another one on the way. I'd lie awake and listen for that midnight train. It sounded like my little boy calling out your name. Baby, yeah, some things never change. Like the sound of a midnight train. Some things never change. As the years go by, like the smoke and cinders, and disappear from where they came, I watch my heart grow tough to tender, and I wonder, oh, when the sun goes down out of my side of town, do your heartstrings come unwound? Do you hear that midnight train? Your name, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Well, some things never change. Like the sound of a midnight train. Well, some things never change.
And his second record for the Columbia label back from 1990, the great Austin singer and singer-songwriter Darden Smith, and his album Trouble No More gave us the lead track here, Midnight Train. And in front of that, a cover of a song that was a success for the late Otis Redding. And Otis, of course, passing away 50 years ago yesterday in a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin in 1967. And Buddy Miller covering That's How Strong My Love Is from his high tone release Poison Love. And Nancy Griffith covered a Robert Earl Keen song on her Lone Star State of Mind record from about 1986. And a track called Sing One for Sister from Nancy Griffith. And David Wilcox got us underway here with his debut for the A&M label called How Did You Find Me Here? And thought it was most appropriate this afternoon, Amy and Ben, when we opened up with Eye of the Hurricane. Now, it's not necessarily hurricane weather here today. Thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon, Amy and Ben.
My pleasure.
You'll be around here for a little while yet. Thank you so much for your calls of support here this afternoon around these programs.